So I would like to establish the final amount of participants, which is 4, the coordinator, Devan Antilaxin, Antonio Medina, Juan Manuel, and myself. Juan Manuel is now speaking. Antonio, I think Antonio is an observer. Humberto Carrasco is now speaking. So, well, he will be an observer. So our declaration or statement on the final amount of participants would be 4. And Antonio will be an observer. Is there any comment? If there are no comments, I would like to go to the following point, which is the definition of the language, the working language for this working group. Juan Manuel or any other participant, is there any comment that you would like to ask as regards the definition of the working language? This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. I think there would be no problem if the work group, if the working group works in English or in Spanish, which is the best option for you. Dev, can you hear me? This is Humberto Carrasco.
This is Dave, yes, I can hear you. Hi, this is Dave, I can hear you. Well, I will prefer English, and I think, well...
Okay.
Thanks to,
So my question was regarding the language, the working language of this working group.
Okay, very well. This is Dave. Thank you, Humberto. I would prefer the language be in English. Especially since if we are to interact with any persons to solve any issues, it would also be in, you know, it will also be in English.
This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. Perfect. I have no problem with this. I think it is that English should be the working language, and this is very reasonable. Juan Manuel has no problem. So this is the working language we're going to use. Of course, since this is a translation working group, we will do our best to generate the documents in both languages. Now, once we have finished with this item, we're going to work or deal with the proposal presented by me with certain items that were requested by the Lagrado chair for this working group. As you can see, there are 5, general or overall and specific objectives, work methodology, the rationale and the expected impact and critical factors, and the working schedule. I had a Word document, which is in Spanish, so I will have to translate all the information into English. So I will be delivering this document to you tomorrow or on Wednesday. Of course, the idea is to present this document for discussion with the other members of the group in order to receive some feedback in terms of the overall and specific objective. The overall objective would be to identify and propose solutions in terms of translation issues faced by Lagrado members, the different ways of participating, and this would be the overall objective. when it comes to the specific objectives I propose, and of course we should debate this, but the first objective would be identifying the differences in translation among the different documents. For example, the Memorandum of Understanding, Operating Principles, and Rules of Procedure of LAC-RALO in Spanish and in English. I know that Dev had moved forward with this issue, so I think he will have a lot of information. He has posted a link regarding this issue. As a second specific objective, I propose solutions for these differences or problems. For example, determining the translation system that we will be using for the email list. And I know Dev has been working in this issue, so I would appreciate, Dev, your giving us any comment. As a fourth item, we have the proposal of solutions offering the possibility of increasing communication among LAC-RALO members and the possibility of solving the above-mentioned problems. In terms of the working methodology, there are many of them, but I found one which might be appropriate, and this is the collaborative environment. So I'm going to send a document which is in English in the next days to the participants of the list. When it comes to the rationale of the working group, we know we're going to work with translation issues and the overall and specific objectives. Now, taking into account point B, which is the expected impact and the critical factors, I propose two examples or two models. For example, we might consider that it is a success that LAC-RALO solves all the issues related to the translation issues in LAC-RALO documents. And a critical factor would be to consider some of the solutions proposed by this working group. For example, the email list. When it comes to the working schedule, I created a brief document which is divided into four parts. The first part has to do with the assessment of the draft of the working group. I will send to the participants this document. And we can publish this document in the Word format or on the wiki so as to keep transparency. So this draft would have a period of 7 days for evaluation. The second phase or stage would be to detect the problem in the LAC-RALO document. There we would assign 7 days from September the 19th to September the 26th. After that, we would have a third stage, which is finding of solutions for these LAC-RALO documents. And this would be from September the 27th to October the 10th. And then the final stage would be the troubleshooting and solutions to this email list, and this would be I need to describe the final stage, because there are five, in fact, which is the drafting of the final document, and this would be from November the 18th to December the 2nd, because the time period, the maximum time period that we have should be before December the 3rd. I see on the AC that Dev had posted a link with some of the problems that had been detected not long ago. What I can tell you as regards the draft document, which will be in English and which I will send to you tomorrow or on Wednesday, but before that, I would like to ask you if there are any questions or comments about the above-mentioned issues. Hello, this is Sylvia Helen. I request the floor. I'm sorry for being late. We have a very big traffic jam in Sao Paulo. I don't know if you have discussed this at the very beginning of the meeting, but I would like to say that the schedule is very interesting. The issues proposed are also interesting, especially the issue of the email list and the inconsistencies in our bylaws. They are two issues, but they are very important. So, as a working proposal, I would like to know whether we're going to discuss, for example, item X and X, so that we can read it and place it on the wiki. I believe we're going to meet every 15 days, so this is not enough time, but we can move forward with our task. Is that the idea, Umberto? Now, Umberto Carrasco speaking. Yes, that's the idea, Silvia. As I said before, I prepared this brief draft document, which is a draft document of the working group. I was not able to post it on the internet, and I don't have the English version yet. I have to translate it into English. So I think it will be ready for tomorrow or on Wednesday. But the idea is to gather together every 15 days so as to be able to comment on the draft document, and once we have these documents, we can create consensus among the participants of the group in order to approve the different action items and move forward in our tasks. As you know, many of the problems we have pointed out are related, or we have been working on the issues, and they have posted some of these links. So the idea is to make the most of it. Thank you, Umberto. This is Silvia Helen-Leite speaking. Dev posted a link. Is there any Spanish version for this link? Or otherwise, we can ask the staff to translate this. Or are we going to translate this link ourselves?
This is Dave.
Habla Dev.
Hi. Regarding the summary of the translation issues, it was in English. Some people, the IT staff, works in English, and it was documented four issues that I thought were the key problems with the Lacroix mailing list translations. I can just repeat the four points now. The first point was that attachments and emails sent to a list are not received on the other list. So that means that any attachment sent to one list is not seen on the other list. The second one, which was I think a critical one, was that subject lines of translated emails from the Spanish list to the English list becomes garbled. and you're seeing a lot of equal signs and question marks and so forth whenever the translation comes from the ES list from the ES, that is the Spanish list, to the English list. And then, of course, when people reply, then, it just turns into more and more gibberish. And if you read the text file, it goes into, like, specific examples. I pointed out specific examples, how the subject lines get mangled. The third one was that emails posted for the Spanish list, emails posted to the English list, that gets translated and gets posted to the Spanish list, gets translated, but it's missing the last discuss ES in brackets in the subject lines of the translated emails. And then the fourth issue was that there are unusual superscripts and odd characters in the translated emails. You see things like, for example, you see like superscript and subscript emails in certain words and so forth. So those were the four issues. And the text file also goes into the responses from IT staff on these issues. If you think that it could be translated in Spanish, if you think that would help persons understand what was being said here, I suppose so. I just a reminder that it is a text. What the IT staff has responded with goes into very technical stuff. But if you think it will help, by all means, it can be done. With regards to the second issue regarding the language versions of our rules of procedure, again, the differences were highlighted since 2010, and the different language versions showing the differences, and again, in Costa Rica, these are proposed motions, but this was not considered by the General Assembly in Costa Rica, so that is already translated. That's it. I could talk more about some of the ideas behind it, but I'll stop now.
Humberto Carrasco, for the record. Sylvia, you have the floor. This is Sylvia Herlane speaking. I have a specific question of Dev. He summarized what we have been experiencing so far in terms of translation issues and in terms of issues that we have detected for some time now. Regarding translation issues in the email list, both in English and Spanish, with text that becomes unintelligible, etc. Well, I think he said so, but do we have a response with a possible solution from the IT department? That is my specific question of Dev.
Sure, I can respond to that. This is Dave. Shall I go ahead, Humberto?
Go ahead, please, Dev.
Okay, thank you. This is David Antiruxin. Yes, Sylvia, yes, there was a response from IT. The timeline was that this email went out initially to the IT staff before the Prague meeting, and the IT staff responded. They responded, they talked about the four issues. With regards to the subject line encoding, they noted that it was difficult, and this is due to the encoding that is apparently not a standardized thing. typically the subject lines, as I understand it, are not encoded in UTF-8 or in Unicode. So this is why the translation program written by the IT staff does not handle the subject line properly. One of the suggestions I have come up with and was to leave the subject line as is and don't perform any translation of the subject line so that the subject line will remain intact throughout. Because and this is my suggested workaround, given the encoding issues related to the subject line. With regards to the issue of the point number 3, which is the missing lack discussed ES in brackets in the subject line, they think that is a very easy issue to solve, and you could solve that. The fourth one, regarding strange characters and so forth, this what they're saying is that this really comes out because what they have observed is that sometimes many persons don't use punctuation properly. So sometimes somebody would write a long sentence and actually not put a full stop in their text. So what happens is that the translation engine has to then break that email into chunks, into portions of text to be interpreted. And obviously, sometimes it may break in the middle of a sentence, so it does not make sense when it comes back, because it's like translating two separate parts of a sentence separately and then just adding it together, so the nuance of the sentence is lost. So I think there's a need, and we discussed this in the earlier call, and one Manuel could talk about it, that perhaps the communications guide and policy needs to really write down certain things regarding this, that we should be using punctuation, we should be using shorter sentences, for example, so that to reduce the problems of the translations. It's not going to be perfect, I should also mention, but it would go a long way into resolving these type of strange characters that are being inserted in the translation. Regards to attachments, that they're saying that is probably going to require some significant work. They say it's doable, but I think they're saying that it just requires a lot of work to do. And I'll say that's probably not the major problem per se. It's really things like the subject lines and the quality of translation when messages are being sent back and forth. I think that's it in terms of the summary of the translation issues. And again, I've been communicating with the IT staff on this, and it's been part of the technology task force calls. There's a task force call on July 28th, and if you want to listen to the audio, that it's about 1 hour in, and the person from IT staff was on the call, and I asked them specific questions as well. And one of the suggestions, again, this apologies if this is getting technical, one of the suggestions I had as a possible workaround was to consider enabling RSS feeds. And the reason why you can use RSS feeds is because that possibly could solve the encoding issues related to the emails. Because what has happened, and this is the other comment that the IT staff have said in relation to problem number 4, strange characters being in the text. Persons are also using a variety of different devices to send email, different operating systems, differing email clients, and so forth. So by enabling RSS feeds, maybe perhaps those types of encoding issues could be mitigated. And the IT staff are thinking this, it's a novel idea. They're looking at ways to see whether that should be done. Okay, I think I've summarized the key issues in terms of the translation issues. Since I'm going to the Toronto meeting, I do plan to meet with the IT persons informally and talk to them some more about the translation issues. That's it.
Thank you, Dev. Humberto Carrasco speaking, and I now give the floor to Juan Manuel Rojas. Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. Thank you, Humberto. I want to use this opportunity, now that we are speaking about translation, to say the following. We have issues in email translation, but also sometimes ICANN documents are in English, and some people do not speak or understand English, and ICANN language services has plenty of things to do, so the translations are delayed naturally. So I would suggest the following. Maybe this translation working group could try, as part of our job or work, could try to either summarize the documents, maybe get the gist, or else attempt to translate at least part of the document so that we can convey that through the email list. We do know ICANN's working language is English, but I think that luckily we have the automated tools in the wiki that work better than the ones in the email list, so we can have documents in different languages. As from the latest meeting, we know that we will have official documents in the 6 UN languages, but we could have something more internal, domestic, and use that because, as I said, ICANN staff has plenty of things to do, and that's why we do not get the information on time. I just wanted to make this suggestion for the record. This was Juan Manuel speaking. Humberto Carrasco speaking now. Thank you, Juan Manuel. We will take your suggestion into further consideration, and it will be further debated in future meetings. Silvia, you have the floor now. This is Silvia Herling for the record. Thank you, Humberto. I don't want to spoil the fun regarding Juan Manuel's suggestion, but I think we need to be careful when we speak about translating or summarizing documents and translating them on our own. I think we can do that, but maybe we should comment documents on a conference call, but not translate them in the written form and circulate those written translations at the risk of misunderstanding or misinterpreting something. When it comes to statements or official documents or regional statements, we have done that. With the best of our intention, we have drafted documents in Spanish and attempted the quote-unquote unofficial translation to help English speakers understand our message. And we have used Google Translate and we have worked with English speakers. But when English speakers received that document, they said it made no sense and they couldn't understand the concept. So we faced serious issues along these lines. So we can comment or relay messages to ALSs in an informal capacity while we wait for ICANN language services to come up with the final translation. Okay, that's fine, but we need to be careful with this. This is Juan Manuel speaking. Humberto, if I may. Humberto Carrasco speaking now. Dev is waiting for the floor, but you have the floor now so that you can reply to the previous comment. Juan Manuel speaking. The idea is not to send our translations or use them externally, but internally, at a domestic level, if you will, Silvia. Humberto Carrasco speaking. Dev is asking for the floor, so Dev, go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is Dev Nantilak saying for the record. Well, first of all, with regards to what, I think I would say generally yes, you could, but we could, for example, what we could do is if there's a group that's willing to do this within Lakralu, an approach could be to break you know, ICANN policies are typically released as PDF files, and if the PDF is broken up into suitable chunks, persons could then, you know, upload that to Google Translate and then produce a machine-translated version, which could then be reassembled together. That could be perhaps the task of the secretariat, if persons within Lakralu, and then that'll serve as an unofficial translated document. The other approach is that, as you mentioned, the translation on the wiki allows for, I should say that right now we have a plugin on the wiki that allows for the translation of, between not multiple languages. A solution can be that we could upload the text of the PDF to the wiki directly and then perform the translation, machine translation there. So that's two approaches, right? The downside, of course, is that, as Sylvia hinted to that, is that we have to be careful. It will not be perfect, first of all. So there may be misunderstandings, but at least it'll be a step in the right direction. It won't be perfect, but there'll be some understanding when there is none. So that's my suggestion. So maybe use the wiki, upload, copy and paste the text of a PDF into the wiki page, and then see how the translation plugin handles it. The thing is, there may be a limit on the how much text can be on a wiki page before it stops translating. I don't know. That will be something to test. Okay? I do know that Google Translate has a very, very hard limit in terms of the PDFs. For example, if there's some, I don't know what the exact word limit is, but whenever I try to translate entire PDF documents, it usually stops at say, page 10 of the PDF. So again, we could try the wiki and see how that works. Also, one final comment. I think Sylvia mentioned perhaps discuss the policy or read out the policy in a conference call. I don't think that's practical. One, people need to really read and understand it and be prepared in a conference call to discuss it. And two, the PDFs the policies are very long and very technical. There's no way really to summarize it easily, I think, to allow adequate discussion and so forth. So I'm not sure if that's really practical. Anyway, that's it.
Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you. There's a final comment or a last comment that I did not mention before regarding what Dev said, regarding some motions that were passed or not passed in the latest meeting in Costa Rica. So, as rapporteur, I saw the agreement, and no agreement was reached regarding this topic. These agreements are still outstanding, and I wanted to make that clear. So, let us summarize the action items. I think we have a somewhat clear idea of the issues related to translation. I think this group has a significant purpose. Maybe we ourselves will not find the solutions because some of the problems are of a technical nature, but what we are able to do is to help communication and consider or help translation of documents. As I said, tomorrow I will circulate the document that I have drafted. I have drafted it in, it will be ready in English so that it can be uploaded onto the wiki. Sylvia, you're asking for the floor. Go ahead, please. Sylvia Herling for the record. Thank you, Umberto. I just wanted to share a link that Jose Arce forwarded in an email. He apologized for not being here today, but he wanted to share this link so that the coordinators and participants can listen to and read the outcome derived or related to the different working groups or the items or issues that led to the creation of these working groups. I imagine this comes from the last session in Costa Rica, which led to the creation of the four working groups we have now. Umberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. This will help us supplement the rationale and background of these working groups. It's a very important background. As I said, we will have a 7-day period to comment on this draft proposal for this working group. These deadlines may be modified on the basis of your comments, and mainly because we have already worked on the translation issues, both related to Lacralo and to the documents and to the email list. So, given our debate in this or during this call, it would be expected to have a modification. Does anybody have any comment on this?
No, not really.
Well, in the absence of comments then, or and questions, then I suggest we should schedule our meeting now. If not, we could use the Adobe, but I propose the week that goes from the 24th to the 28th of September. This is Sylvia Herling speaking. And I can also circulate a poll so that people that did not attend this conference call can also include their options. I don't know if this timetable or time is okay with all of you, but I can circulate the poll. Umberto Carrasco speaking. In the interest of transparency, we can circulate a poll. But Sylvia, remember that at the beginning of the meeting, we had decided on the number of participants for this working group. Initially, there were three of us, Now there's four of us with you included, and we have Antonio Medina in his capacity as an observer. However, we can accept more members, but officially this is the number of participants. Umberto Carrasco speaking. So, Silvia, would you please circulate the poll so that we can schedule our next meeting for the week that goes from the 24th to the 28th of September. Regardless of that, we will continue working on the topics that we have already agreed on. And we will do further work on what Dev pointed out. It is now 23:50 UTC, and I now adjourn this conference call on the translation working group. I want to thank the participants. I want to thank Gisela, Matt, Silvia, and the interpreters, Veronica and Sabrina. Thank you, and goodbye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Sabrina and Veronica, for interpreting on this call. Thank you, Tanya, for helping us out on this call, monitoring the call. And thank you, Dev, for participating.
Okay.
Thank
you're
you all
welcome.
From the interpreter.
Indeed.
Thank you all very much, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, you
okay,
too.
Okay, you too.
The audio will now be disconnected. Thank you.
Thank you.